نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، then to continue with شرح السنة of Imam al-Barbahari رحمه الله with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhullah, then last time we had point number 101, still continuing on the same topic, something of a history of the activities of the deviant sect, the Jahmiyyah. So last time we had the continuation of that and a mention of the kufr, the disbelief of the Jahmiyyah, and that a number of the scholars, from them Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, declared them to be disbelievers, as Shaykh al-Fawzan said, on account of all their evil sayings taken together. That when their evil sayings are put together, they amount to nothing except denial of the Creator altogether, a total negation of there being a Creator. And because of their beliefs, the scholars refuted them. Many of the scholars refuted them, amongst them Imam Ahmad himself. Al-Rad al-Jahmiyyah, his refutation of the Jahmiyyah. And other scholars besides, and likewise Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, in his Bayan Talbis al-Jahmiyyah. And we had the point that what they did, when they gained authority, so when they beguiled, as we'll continue today inshaAllah, when they beguiled some of the rulers to support them, then they used the authority to let loose the sword upon the people of the Sunnah, upon those who opposed them, and let loose the whip, and to kill or torture those who opposed their evil beliefs. And they put the people to trial, and they tried to force the people to accept their evil saying, that the Qur'an is a created thing. So they cause weakness to Islam, and they cause jihad in Allah's cause to be abandoned. And that from the sayings of Jahm was al-irja, that action is not a part of Iman. And that Iman, in the view of Jahm, Iman is just ma'rifah, to have awareness of Allah, have awareness of your Creator. That's sufficient as complete Iman in his view. So if a person is aware of Allah, then he's a complete believer. No need for action, no need for belief in the heart, no need for speech from the tongue, no need for any of that. In the view of Jahm, that's sufficient. You have a person in their heart has awareness of their Creator. So in other words, there's no kafir upon the earth, there's no disbeliever upon the earth. Even Iblis has awareness of his Lord. Fir'aun and so on and so forth, all of them have awareness of the Lord, of Allah the Most High. In the depths of their heart they have awareness. So this was one of the evil beliefs of Jahm. So no doubt they caused weakness to Islam by spreading these corrupt beliefs throughout the nation. They also, to further their beliefs and to cause doubts amongst the Ummah, they used the Mutashabih, whatever ayahs they could use whose meaning was not directly clear. Those ayahs which are explained in other ayahs, their meaning is not immediately clear, and the meaning is clarified when we bring other ayahs, ayahs which are muhkam, ayahs which are clear and which clarify. When those ayahs are brought, then they clarify the meaning of the first ayahs. But these Jahmiyyah, they took the ayahs whose meaning is unclear and utilized them with their false ideas. And they introduced argumentation about Allah and his signs. As Shaykh al-Fawzan said, contrary to the way of the believers, the believer does not argue. The believer accepts what occurs in the book and the sunnah, the believer accepts it. They came with argumentation and disputation and using that which is mutashabih, that which is not directly clear, not immediately clear, and misusing all of that. So, as a result, they denied many of the things confirmed in the deen. They denied punishment of the grave. They denied intercession. They denied that paradise and the fire are already created. And we came to the point at the end that whoever denies or rejects an ayah of the Quran, a single ayah, or a single saying of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is a disbeliever in doing that. And we had the point, just as a side point there, that point from Shaykh al-Sahimi, hafidhahullah, that this is with regard to the general ruling on the Jahmiyyah and the like. As with regard to a specific individual, if you take the case of an individual, then his case would need to be examined and see whether that person has denied something, whether the conditions for his being declared a kafir have been met, whether the proof has been established upon him, and whether any preventing factor is taken away. That's with regard to the individual case, but as an overall ruling, there no doubt anyone who denies anything from the book or the sunnah, then he is a disbeliever. Then we came to the point that occurs on page 31 here, continuation. The saying of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, فَدَامَتْ لَهُمُ الْمُدَّةِ وَوَجَدُوا مِنَ السُّلْطَانِ مَعُونَةً عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَوَضَعُوا السَّيْفَ وَالسَّوْطَ عَلَى مَنْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ فَدَرَسَ عِلْمُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ وَأَوْهَنُوهُمَا وَصَارَتَا مَكْتُومَتَيْنِ لِإِظْهَارِ الْبِدَعِ وَالْكَلَامِ فِيهَا وَلِكَثْرَتِهِمْ واتخذوا المجالس وأظهروا رأيهم ووضعوا فيه الكتب وأطمعوا الناس وطلبوا لهم الرئاسة فكانت فتنة عظيمة لم ينج منها إلا من عصم الله فأدنى ما كان يصيب الرجل من مجالستهم أن يشك في دينه أو يتابعهم أو يرى رأيهم على الحق ولا يجري أنه على الحق أو على الباطل فصار شاكا فهلك الخلق حتى كان أيام جعفر الذي يقال له المتوكل فأطفأ الله به البدع وأظهر به الحق وأظهر به أهل السنة وطالت ألسنتهم مع قلتهم وكثرة أهل البدع إلى يومنا هذا. The saying of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah. So they continued, still speaking about the Jahmiyyah, so they continued for some time, and they found rulers who aided them. They subjected those who refused to accept to the sword and the whip. So knowledge of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah was wiped away, and these two became weakened. They were suppressed due to innovations being made manifest and spoken about, and because of their great number. They established sittings. They manifested their opinions, and they wrote books concerning it. They enticed the people and sought positions of authority for them. So it was a great trial. No one was saved from it except for those protected by Allah. The slightest effect upon a man who sat with them would be that he would doubt about his religion, or he would follow them, or hold that their opinion was true. He would not know whether he was upon truth or falsehood. So he became a doubter. So therefore the people were ruined until the time of Ja'far, who was known as Al-Mutawakkil. So Allah extinguished the innovations through him. and manifested the truth. And through him, he caused the people of the Sunnah to become apparent. And they spoke openly, in spite of their small number and the abundance of the people of innovations, right until this day of ours. Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, he said, in explanation, he said, his saying, so they continued for some time, and they found rulers who aided them upon that. So they found rulers who aided them upon that. He said, he is indicating the time of Al-Ma'mun and his offspring. May Allah pardon us and him, since they deceived him and misled him. In the Jahmiyyah, this ruler Al-Ma'mun, the Jahmiyyah, they deceived him and misled him. Just a small side point here, just to mention a slight bit of history that we had briefly before, and something of a slight correction as well. Then Al-Ma'mun, the one being referred to here, the Khalifa Al-Ma'mun, and he became Khalifa in the year 198, in the end of the 2nd century, 198, and continued until the year 218, so for 20 years. Then he was followed by Al-Mu'tasim, 218 to 227, so he's Khalifa for 9 years. Then Al-Wathiq, 227 to 232, 5 years. And then came the one mentioned here, Al-Mutawakkil, Ja'far, the one known as Al-Mutawakkil, who removed the trial. Al-Mutawakkil from the year 232 to 247. And Sheikh Ahmad, he mentioned in the side point that we had a couple of lessons ago, that this trial began roughly in the year 212. Not that it lasted 12 years as I translated it, but rather said it began in the year 212. And the time of Al-Mutawakkil was 232. So in other words, the trial lasted for around 20 years. Wallahu a'lam. So back to what Sheikh al-Fawzan said, bearing that in mind, he said, just to repeat that sentence, he said, he is indicating the time of Al-Ma'mun and his offspring. May Allah pardon us and him, since they deceived him and misled him. He said, he's saying, وَوَضَعُ السَّيْفَ وَالسَّوْطَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And they implemented the use of, they implemented the sword and the whip upon those less than that, those who refused that. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, meaning, they gained authority in the time of Al-Ma'mun, the Jahmiyyah. They gained authority in the time of Al-Ma'mun over the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. And this was the result of having corrupt advisors. Al-Ma'mun, what led to this? He took as friends and advisors those who were corrupt. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, so it is obligatory upon the Muslim, whether he is one of those in authority or whether he is other than a person in authority, it is obligatory upon him that he should take righteous advisers, righteous friends and advisers. He the Most High said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 118. With the explanation, O you who believe, do not take friends and advisers from other than those who are upon your religion, upon your way. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, meaning, those who are other than yourselves. لا يألونكم خبالا. Continuation of the ayah with the explanation. For they would try their best to corrupt you. But if you did so, if you took it friends and advisors, other than yourselves, they would do their best, their utmost, to try and corrupt you. Sheikh al-Fawzan said, so the Muslim should take righteous associates and advisers and beware of having evil friends and advisors, especially for those who are in authority. Look at what the evil associates and advisors brought about for Al-Ma'mun. Despite his astuteness, despite his cleverness, and his strength of character, and that he was from the Banu Hashim, despite this, they managed to deceive him. And also, look at what evil advisors did at the end of the Banu Abbas. And also the end of the Abbasid Khilafah as well, later on. Look what the evil advisors did then. Ibn al-Alqami and al-Tusi. He's Rafida. Ibn al-Alqami and al-Tusi. Look what they did. What they did to the Abbasid Khalifa. They enticed the Tatars, to come and fight from the east. They brought them. They're the ones who brought them. They opened up the way for them. And they eased their paths until they came and overcame Baghdad and the lands of the Muslims. And they committed huge massacres. And they burnt the books. And they threw them into the river Tigris and the river Euphrates until their waters changed colour. From the amount of books thrown in, the ink changed the colour of the river. They thought that they had exterminated Islam. However, Islam is aided by Allah and cannot be exterminated. His evil advisors from the Rafida, look what they did. They enticed the Tatar to come and invade the Muslim lands, took over the capital, killed the Khalifa. They thought they'd wiped Islam out altogether. Islamic capital had been captured, Islamic lands had been captured. They thought they'd put an end to Islam. But as the Sheikh said, Islam cannot be exterminated. Rather, Islam is aided by Allah, cannot be exterminated. And he said, he's saying, Fadarasa ilm al-sunnah wal-jama'ah. So knowledge of the sunnah and the jama'ah was wiped away, erased slowly, slowly. Meaning it was wiped away, because ad-durus means al-indithar. So ad-durus means wiping away. He's saying, and they weakened the two of them. Meaning, they weaken knowledge of the book and of the sunnah. And knowledge with them came to be ilm al-jadal, the science of polemics, the science of argumentation, and ilm al-kalam, theological rhetoric, and ilm al-mantiq, logic. Knowledge of the book and the sunnah, they wiped it away. And then replaced it with the like of these. Science of argumentation, how to debate and argue, theological rhetoric, and logic. He said, he's saying, وَصَارَتَا مَكْتُومَتَيْنِ لِإِظْهَارِ الْبِدَعِ وَالْكِلَامِ فِيهَا. And those two became suppressed or hidden because of the manifestation of innovations and speech concerning them. Sheikh Fawzan said, they abandoned the sunnah and they occupied themselves with innovations and with making manifest innovations and with calling to them. And the people of the sunnah became suppressed. He's saying, وَلِكَثْرَتِهِمْ وَاتَّخَذُوا الْمَجَالِسَ وَأَظْهَرُوا رَأْيَهُمْ. Said, and also on account of their large number of these people of falsehood. And they also took up sittings, gatherings, and they made their opinion manifest. Sheikh Fawzan said, they utilized sittings and schools and gatherings So they began to openly manifest their opinions in them, and they propagated them. And this is the same with the people of evil. Whenever they are given the ability, they will not spare any efforts in trying to put an end to Islam. He said, Hussein, وَوَضَعُوا فِيهِ الْكُتُبُ, and they wrote books with regard to it. Meaning, they wrote books, they wrote the books of the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila. He's saying, وَأَطْمَعُوا النَّاسَ وَطَلَبُوا لَهُمُ الرِّئَاسَ, and they enticed the people, and they sought positions of authority for them. The Shaykh said, they convinced many of the people, those who did not have firm knowledge, they convinced them of their opinion, so therefore they followed them. Because fitting trials, when they come, then only a few people are saved from them. But many of the people are greatly affected by them. And from them are some who are affected to a lesser extent. And when trials and tribulations come, only a few people get saved from them altogether. Some people get affected greatly by them, and some people are affected to a lesser extent by them. And some of them are saved from them. However, after the trial and the test, they convinced the people of their position and deluded them with wealth. So sometimes they come with threats and with killing and with beating and with imprisonment. And sometimes they come with encouragements, enticements, with wealth and positions of authority and of a bright future for you. So the ignorant person and the person who has hopes and desires will sell his religion for his worldly life, and Allah's refuge is sought. Shaykh said, he's saying, فَكَانَتْ فِتْنَةً عَظِيمَةً لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْهَا إِلَّا مَنْ عَصَمَ اللَّهِ. So it was indeed a very great trial. Nobody was saved from it, except for those protected by Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, nobody was protected from it except those who clung to the book and the sunnah, and patiently bore whatever came upon him. Such as Imam Ahmad. And there were those who were killed while still clinging on to the book and the sunnah. As for the one who complied with them and went along with them, then he was ruined along with them. Shaykh Razan said, he's saying, فَأَدْنَا مَا كَانَ يُصِيبُ الرَّجُلَ مِنْ مُجَالَسَتِهِمْ أَنْ يَشُكَّ فِي دِينِهِ. He said, so the slightest effect that would happen to a man who sat with them would be that he would start to doubt about his religion. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, from the people were those who deviated away from his religion. And there were amongst them those who did not deviate away from his religion. However, doubts occurred with him about some affairs. Doubts occurred with him about some matters. Because sitting with them will not bring any good. He said, he's saying, أَوْ يُتَابِعَهُمْ, otherwise he would follow them. Shaykh said, those who sat with them, either something would befall him, something would come upon him, a great deal, and he would deviate. A great deal of what they had would come upon him, and he would deviate. Or a lesser amount of deviation, he'd deviate altogether away from the religion. Or some degree of deviation would come upon him. Or at the very least, he would start to have some type of doubt in some matters. As I said, as the chef said just before, so there's no good in sitting with the people at innovation, there's no good at all to be gained. And the chef said, he's saying, يُتَابِعُهُمْ أَوْ يَرَى رَأْيَهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَدْرِي أَنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَوْ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَصَارَ شَاكًا. He said, either he would follow them, or otherwise a person would follow them, or see that their opinion was the truth, come to hold that their opinion was the truth, and not knowing whether he himself was upon the truth or upon falsehood. So he came to be a doubter, one who was in doubt. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, especially when they had falsely adorned evidences with them, and they had fine sounding speech and eloquence and the ability to speak well, so they required, what they required was a scholar who was firm to stand up to them and refute them, like Imam Ahmad, like Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. That's what the like of these people need. They need a firm scholar to stand up to them and refute them, such as Imam Ahmad and such as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and like the Imams who stood in opposition to them and who broke them. He said, he's saying, فَهَلَكَ الْخَلْقِ حَتَّى كَانَ أَيَّامَ جَعْفَرٍ الَّذِي يُقَالُ لَهُ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ. He said, so the creation were ruined until it was the time of Ja'far, the one who was called Al-Mutawakkil. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, this trial continued throughout the time of Al-Ma'mun, and the time of his brother, Al-Mu'tasim, and the time of Al-Wathiq, Ibn Al-Mu'tasim. So then, when Al-Wathiq died, his brother Al-Mutawakkil was given the pledge of allegiance, and he aided the Sunnah. Al-Mutawakkil aided the Sunnah, and he removed the trial from the people of knowledge, and relief came from Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So may Allah reward him with good for his service to Islam and the Muslims. He showed respect and honour to Ahmad, to Imam Ahmad. يقال له المتوكل. He was called Al-Mutawakkil. His name was Ja'far. He was called Al-Mutawakkil. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning Al-Mutawakkil al-Allah. This was his title, the one who places his reliance upon Allah. That was his title, Al-Mutawakkil al-Allah. As for his name, then his name was Ja'far ibn al-Wathiq. He said, he's saying, وَطَالَتْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, and they spoke openly. Now the people of the Sunnah spoke openly. He said, meaning the people of the Sunnah, Ahlul Sunnah. Meaning they became strong enough to speak, and they spoke sternly against the people of innovations. So the affair was turned around. The affair became turned around. He's saying, مَعَقِلَّتِهِمْ وَكَثْرَةِ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ إِلَى يَوْمِنَا هَذَا. He said, despite their small number and the large number of the people of innovation, right until this day of ours. Shaykh Fawzan said, however, a falsehood can never face the truth, can never stand up to the truth, even if those who are upon falsehood are many. They cannot stand up to and face the truth and its people, even if the number of people upon it are only a few. He, the Most High, said, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 249, with the explanation, how many a small group have overcome a large group by the permission of Allah. Said, so Imam Ahmad, he was a single person and look at what he did in the face of the advance of apostasy. He remained firm himself, alone, until Allah gave honor to the Sunnah, until Allah gave might to the Sunnah through him. And therefore he was called Imam Ahl Sunnah, because he stood firm on his own for the Sunnah. So that's why he's entitled Imam Ahl Sunnah, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, the Imam of the people of the Sunnah. That's where Sheikh Fawzan ends explanation of that particular point. And just as a small side point, and Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he mentioned briefly with regard to Imam Ahmad and his trial. He said, Ahmad ibn Hanbal remained firm in it. He was beaten until he was knocked unconscious, and his arm was dislocated, pulled out of its socket, and he remained in the prison for about 2 years, and he was prevented from narrating hadith. All of that, he remained firm. Rahimahullah. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continued, وَالرَّسْمُ وَعَلَامُ الضَّلَالَةِ قَدْ بَقِيَ مِنْهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْمَلُونَ بِهَا وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهَا لَا مَانِعَ يَمْنَعُهُمْ وَلَا أَحَدَ يَحْجُزُهُمْ عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ وَيَعْمَلُونَ. He said, as for their principles, Jahmiyyah, as for their principles and their signs of misguidance, then some of them have remained, acting upon them and calling to them, with no one to prevent them from what they say and do. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, he's saying, وَالرَّسْمُ وَعَلَامُ الضَّلَالَةِ قَدْ بَقِيَ مِنْهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْمَلُونَ بِهَا. He said, and their principles and their signs of misguidance, then some of them have remained, acting upon them and calling to them. Well, I said acting upon them. Sheikh Fawzan said, evil does not come to an end, rather good and evil will remain as a test and a trial. However, sometimes the truth gains victory and is made apparent, and sometimes falsehood becomes apparent. However, falsehood becoming manifest will not continue. Falsehood, when that gets the upper hand, that will not continue. And as for the truth, then whatever happens to it, then it will return by the permission of Allah. And Allah, the Majestic and Most High, says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th Surah, Ayah 83, with the explanation, and the final outcome is for those who are people of taqwa, those who are dutiful to their Lord. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى, Surah Taha, the 20th Surah, Ayah 132, the explanation, and the final outcome is in favour of taqwa, dutifulness to Allah. He said, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said, وَالْحَقُّ مَنْصُورٌ وَمُمْتَحَنٌ فَلَا تَعَجَبْ فَهَذِهِ سُنَّةُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Because the line from Al-Kafiyatu al-Shafiya, the famous Nuniya poem of Ibn al-Qayyim, with the meaning, and the truth is aided and also tested. So do not be surprised, for this is the way laid down by the Most Merciful. We'll just carry on with the next one point, inshallah. It's just over slightly over 2 pages, inshallah, not too long, inshallah. They say of Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, on point number 102 here, وَأَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَمْ تَجِئْ زَنْدَقَةٌ قَطُّ إِلَّا مِنَ الْحَمَجِ الرِّعَاءِ أَتْبَاعِ كُلِّ نَعِقٍ يميلون مع كل ريح فمن كان هكذا فلا دين له. قال الله عز وجل فما اختلفوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم. الآية من سورة الجاثية. وهم علماء السوء أصحاب الطمع والبدع. They're saying of Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, and know that evil heresy, as Zandaqa, has never come about except from the ignorant rabble. Those people who follow anyone who calls out wildly and who sway with every wind that blows. So one who is like that, then he has no religion. Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, and then the Imam quoted the ayah from Surah Al-Jathiyah, ayah 45, or rather Surah number 45, ayah 17 it should be, ayah 17, it says 19 here, but it should be ayah 17. The ayah with the explanation, so they did not differ. The ayah is in the context of the Banu Israel. The ayah with the explanation, meaning, so they did not differ until after the knowledge had come to them, out of mutual envy and their vying for positions of leadership. And they are the evil scholars, those who are greedy for this world and are upon innovations. Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, وَأَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَمْ تَجِئْ زَنْدَقَةٌ قَطُّ. And you should know that evil heresy, zandaqa, it never came about. Sheikh Fawzan said, a zandaqa, would say loosely translated as evil heresy, yeah, and Sheikh explains it. He said, it is an-nifaq, it is hypocrisy. And it is to make a show of iman, true faith, but to inwardly hide disbelief. So az-zanadiqa, these evil heretics, they are the ones who used to be called al-munafiqeen, the hypocrites, at the beginning of Islam. And they live amongst the people. And when they gain an opportunity, then they manifest their evil. Then their evil, when they get a chance, then their evil is manifested. And they bear their fangs. They show their fangs when they get a chance. Against the people of against the truth and its people. As is present in this time of ours, Sheikh Fawzan said. He said, he's saying, Illa min al hamaji ri'a'i atba'i kulli na'ikin yamiluna ma'a kulli rih. The zandaqa, this evil heresy, it never comes about except from the ignorant rabble. Those people who follow every caller. Everyone who calls out, they just follow him. And who sway along with every wind, whichever way it goes. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning, the common masses of mankind, those who follow every caller, everyone who shouts out, they don't know in which direction they are going. But as for the people of knowledge, the Ahlul Ilm, the people of deep knowledge and firmness, then they follow the truth. So they are not deceived by large numbers, the large numbers of the people of evil. He, the Most High, said, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, by 116, with the explanation. And if you were to follow most of those who are upon the earth, they will lead you astray from Allah's path. Sheikh Fawzan said, so what is counted is those who are upon the truth, even if they are few. He the Most High said, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. The same ayah that came before, Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 249, with explanation. How many a small group have overcome a large group by the permission of Allah. And Allah is with those who have patience. He said, He's saying, فَمَنْ كَانَ هَكَذَا فَلَا دِينَ لَهُ. So whoever is like that, these ones who just follow anybody, follow the crowds, whichever way they go, whoever is like that, then he has no religion. The Sheikh said, الَّذِي يَتَذَبَّبْ, the one who is a waver, meaning the one who is a waverer. He has no religion. So he is a hypocrite, munafiq. The one in between sees if Islam seems to be strong, he follows it. If the opposite, then he'll follow that. The Sheikh said, meaning the one who is a waverer. He has no religion. So he is the hypocrite. He is a hypocrite. He, the Most High, said, مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَاءِ وَمَنْ يُبْدِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Surah An-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 143, with the explanation. They are wavering in between. They are not fully with these, nor are they fully with those. And whomever Allah misguides, you will not find any path to the truth for him. Sheikh Fawzan said, so the mudabdab, the waverer, has no religion. And he said, he's saying, قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Most High, Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, فما اختلفوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم. Ayah from Surah Al-Jathiyah, 45th Surah, Ayah 17. The explanation, so they did not differ except after knowledge had come to them out of envy and animosity between them, out of mutual envy and animosity. Sheikh Fawzan said, so if they had differed based upon ignorance, then the calamity would have been lighter, but they differed having knowledge because they followed their desires. And therefore they differed. And if they had followed the truth, they would have agreed and united. He the Most High said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Surah Al-Imran, the 3rd Surah, Ayah 103, for the explanation. And adhere all of you together to the rope of Allah, and do not separate. He said, so if they're opposing the truth was based upon ignorance, then it would be hoped that this can pass away. And if they oppose the truth, they're going against the truth out of ignorance. It can be hoped that this can pass away, can be dealt with. However, if it is done upon knowledge, then it will be difficult to remove it. Because Allah the Majestic and Most High says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th Surah, Ayah 50. The explanation. And who is more astray than one who follows his desires without guidance from Allah? Sheikh said, meaning, there is no one more astray than him. And he's saying, he the Most High, فَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. The ayah, the same ayah from Surah Al-Jathiyah with the explanation, so they did not differ except after the knowledge had come to them out of mutual envy between them. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning the Banu Israel, they did not differ based upon ignorance, rather they differed on account of their desires. And likewise is the case of those who resemble them from this nation. And that's where Sheikh Fawzan, Hafidhullah, ends the explanation of this point. And just as quickly as possible, a side point from Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, Rahimahullah, then he said, for the importance of the point, inshaAllah, he said, Zandaqa, this evil heresy, it comes about from those who do not believe truly in the Book and the Sunnah. And they, along with this, they make a show of being upon knowledge. So if these people take up anything from knowledge, then they only do so for worldly gains. and for temporary goals. And whoever is in such a condition, then he is not counted as being from the ulama, people of knowledge, the scholars. And what is apparent, and Allah knows best, is that the people in this matter are divided into two categories. In this category of the evil heretics, those who undermine Islam from within. Shall I say what's apparent is that they are divided into two categories. Firstly, a category of people who entered into the religion in order to plot against it. They entered into it to plot against it and to infiltrate it. So they put forth doubts in order to cause others to have doubts. And secondly, a different category who grew up amongst the people of the religion, but they did not truly believe in the religion, in themselves. So then those doubts which those people put out came upon them, those who had entered into the religion to plot against it and to infiltrate it. The doubts came upon these people who grew up within it. So therefore, Zandaqa, this evil heresy, appeared amongst those people, amongst these two categories of people. So Allah's refuge is sought from those people who give precedence to the sayings of men over and above the speech of the Creator, and over and above the speech of the best of the creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about whom Allah, the Mighty Majestic, informed that he, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Ayahs 3 and 4 from Surah Al-Najm, the explanation about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He does not speak from his desires. It is just revelation sent to him. So the Shaykh Ahmad finished by saying, Az-Zandaqa, this evil heresy, is to depart from the religions altogether, and to say that people are not bound by religious duties. And those who claim that a person is free to choose whatever he wishes to do. And they are joined, these people are joined, along with the secularists, or very close to it. Walhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.